Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Memories and tears for a caring man who is one of the people killed in the Monterey Park shooting. PW Trio reports relatives spoke of him movingly during a funeral service today.
More than 200 people filled St. Stephen's Catholic Church as the children of Valentino Alvaro remembered him as someone who always moved forward in life with a smile, caring for others. His son Anthony recalled last Father's Day his dad spoke to him of the fact that men in their family averaged 73 years of age when they died. Valentino only made it to 69. There were years filled with laughter, no regrets, and at the end there was a meaning in what he did.
As many of you know, my dad wasn't one to shy away from difficult situations. He essentially did the opposite by going out of his way to help others. I'm sure that almost everyone here can attest to that. He valued this so much that I have no doubt that's what even his final moments were like.
Outside the church, one relative commented, "While funerals are gatherings where grief is the common bond, in this case, he hoped the memory of the joy Valentino Alvaro had in living would instead be at the forefront of people's thoughts." In Monterey Park, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And a couple from the San Fernando Valley has been on-site installing a memorial honoring the victims in Monterey Park. Margaret Carrero reports.
There are 11 altars for each person killed at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio. Their pictures at the heart of them.
When we arrived, not only did we place each of these 11 altars dedicated to those who were lost during that Lunar New Year celebration, but to also begin actively reclaiming that space back for the community
and really helping metabolize some of those difficult grief and mourning feelings. And instead of running away from these more difficult feelings, having somewhere where you can kind of just lean into them.
That's Noah Reich and David Maldonado with the nonprofit Classroom of Compassion. They make memorials in the wake of great tragedy and have traveled to many cities across the country.
To just immediately put faces to the names and to the numbers of those that are lost, it's really a powerful experience. What we find over and over again is the very best of humanity showing up with their broken hearts, showing up with their pain, their tears.
Their hope is that the Monterey Park Memorial Space will remain open to the community as long as the community needs it. I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
So our big breaking local story of the afternoon. California will not make kids get a coronavirus vaccine to go to school. The California Department of Public Health says it's not looking at emergency rules to add the COVID-19 vaccine to the list of required school vaccinations. That is a reversal from Governor Gavin Newsom's announcement 2 years ago that the state would add the COVID-19 vaccine to its list of mandated vaccinations for kids to attend class. Last year, state officials delayed that requirement until at least this summer. Now, public health officials say they are no longer moving ahead with the effort as the state prepares to end its coronavirus emergency at the end of the month.
Well, it appears Elon Musk is off the hook. A jury decided that he did not deceive investors with tweets he made back in 2018. The verdict by the jurors was reached after less than 2 hours. After a three-week trial, Tesla investors were represented in a class-action lawsuit against him. Back in 2018, Musk tweeted that he had the financing to take Tesla private, even though it turned out he had not gotten an ironclad commitment for an aborted deal that would have cost $20 billion to $70 billion to pull off.
It happened. After much debate, new rules are coming for L.A. landlords when it comes to evictions. Craig Figner is at City Hall.
In a month, this will be local Los Angeles city law. If a tenant is late on rent or they just pay partial rent, their landlord won't be able to immediately sue for eviction. Before the vote, a couple of the council members spoke up, said, "Hey, I have to step aside on this one.
I have a conflict on this matter because I do own rental property."
Mr. President, I have a similar conflict.
Mr. Price and I will both be recused, so I'd like to ask Mr. Harris-Dawson to come forward, please, and take the desk.
Open the roll.
9 ayes and 1 no. The item is adopted.
Excellent.
The sole no vote from Councilmember Tracy Park, and the language in the ordinance is very specific. It says a tenant must be late a full month's rent for at least a month before the eviction process can be pursued. The supporters of this ordinance say that gives tenants time to partial pay rent and catch up without fear of an immediate eviction. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.